backwoods of an old coal mining town. Along the Green River, where the black dust washed down, where wives would pray all day until their men would come home, and the mountain could bury their dreams beneath a mile of cold stone. It was there in the spring of my fifth year that the power of the mountain delivered all of mama's fears. The sheriff came calling, saying, "Your daddy's not coming home, and the town folk will all help move you down to Widow's Road." Widow's Road was the last place the mother wanted to go, but when the mine would steal her love and the coal would try her soul, she was destined for a lifetime of sorrow, living down on Widow's Road. I could see the pain growing every day in my mama's eyes. She wasn't about to lose a son to the dangers of those mines. Mama worked her fingers nearly to the bone, determined not to let me leave a wife on Widow's Road. Widow's Road was the last place a mother wanted to go, but when the mine would steal her love and the coal would try her soul, she was destined for a lifetime of sorrow, living down on Widow's Road. And every time I walked to the mountain to clear my mama's stone, I lay a rose beside her and think of all she done. I've a wife now, a good job, and children of my own. And should the Lord take me, I'll not leave the love on Widow's Road. Widow's Road was the last place a mother wanted to go, but when the mine would steal her love and the coal would try her soul, she was destined for a lifetime of sorrow, living down on Widow's Road. Oh, and the mine would steal her love and the coal would try her soul, she was destined for a lifetime of sorrow, living down on Widow's Road, living down on Widow's Road, way on down.